The following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. What's that smell?
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian, Rob, and Joe reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. It's 4 a.m. once again. That means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your hostage taker, as always, Tony. Joining me today is...
And I'm Dr. Mantis Toboggan.
Off to a great start.
Computer virus!
I got infected.
Okay, so he's taking them hostage, but they're driving him nuts. They might be the hostages, but what they're doing to this guy is criminal. We did the ref.
And other phrases.
Yeah. The ref from 1994.
Man.
Brought to us, directed by Ted Demine? I don't know how to say it. The guy who brought us Who's the Man? Beautiful Girls.
Who's the Man? That's illusions in that movie too.
Monument Ave, Life and Blow,
and other phrases.
Which life movie? Huh? Which life movie?
That would be the Eddie Murphy.
Nice. All right. Sorry.
All right. So
let me just go ahead and prime one of these babies.
Yeah, that. Put it in your mouth right now.
All right.
That's what Kevin Spacey says.
And we're off. So. Brian, what's your personal history with this movie?
I put this on the list. Pretty sure it was me. I remember watching this when I was about 14, 15. After listening to Leary's tape with Asshole on it, I was like, oh, about Leary in middle school. Yeah, so I was like 14 in the middle school. It's just, I put this up there. I liked it as a kid.
Okay. Rob?
I knew nothing about this. I assumed it was a sports movie because of the title. I think maybe I saw a commercial for it way back when. But I don't remember anything about it.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this ages ago. I think this must have been... I think the first time I saw it was probably when I was working in the video store back when. And yeah, I thought it was fine, but like, wasn't a big thing for me.
Question real quick.
You?
Because you mentioned this, commercials for movies. Like, I remember no commercials for movies when I was a kid.
None.
Like, on TV? Like, really? None. All the ones I ever saw were always before a movie. From best, you know, from like best video or like from, you know, in a theater. Like,
it could have been one. It could have been that.
You know,
like, it may not have been on television.
Okay.
I don't remember where I saw it.
So, like, was it a thing?
Obviously, I thought it was a sports movie, so it didn't stick to me any part of it.
Yeah, he probably is more likely talking about like when we rented something, like the commercial before.
But like, nowadays,
like, it could have been
trailers on TV all the time. But I don't remember ever seeing like trailers.
Like, honestly, what it may have been was. Like, they may have been showing the movie on a channel somewhere, and I saw a commercial for it. Because you see that all the time. Like, when Comedy Central would run movies, they'd have commercials for it.
Okay.
So it may have been it may have been that.
They did have, you know, commercials for movies for sure. They weren't... I don't know. I think that didn't really start becoming more of a thing till like, the late 80s or so.
I don't remember any of them. Like,
yeah, all the advertising for movies came from, like... Entertainment Tonight and all those shows and stuff, they would just play clips.
But even the commercials were usually like terrible and forgettable because you'd have a whole lot of like people coming out of the theater being like, this movie rocked instead of like showing the movie.
Like, remember like Siskel and Ebert, because my dad would like watch that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like seeing things on that about things you should watch. And I'm like, but other than that, I don't remember like ever.
Yeah. I think we just watched Movie Magic all the time.
But I do, thanks to some online reviewers as well. I now am reminded of the
movie
Bushwhacked video.
Oh.
No.
Bushwhacked.
Yeah. Bushwhacked with Daniel Stern.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
So, all right. That's our history of this movie. A brief history of this movie. Jumping around a little bit here, but Dennis Leary was rather upset with this movie's performance, blaming a lot of it on the marketing, saying that they billed it as the MTV guy, so everyone kind of went there expecting, you know, I'm an asshole, dramatic comedy, dark comedy, whatever you want to call this.
It was still funny.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, but it's like, not like... anyone that watched the Dennis Leary.
Okay, it wasn't special, it wasn't that, no.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, that.
You're not getting that. But the movie was inspired by Marie Weiss, I want to say is the name of the writer for this movie, when she got into an argument with her husband and wished that someone would come in and referee the whole thing, you know, doing flags on the play, whatever.
And I really wish they smelled like cat piss, because my couches smell like cat piss.
Yeah. The original ending of this movie had Dennis Leary getting caught by the police. But test screenings did not go well with that, and everyone wanted him to get away happily. So.
He should have been caught.
Yeah, like, I thought they were setting that up with the whole, like, when it was the $100,000, whatever. I thought they were going to...
Well, they were.
He was going to give himself up. They were going to take the money, pay off the house or whatever. And then, you know, live happily or whatever.
But maybe in the original cut, but in the final cut that we got, we know that's not what happened. And, of course, this is the debut film for one J.K. Simmons.
Oh, okay. So that's why he didn't sound like himself.
This is what his infatuation with paying for pictures. Like,
there you go.
That's what.
All right. So
Spider-Man!
Yeah.
That kid is a jerk. It's a little creepy, crawly. He's a spider. That kid's a spider.
He's done other things.
Shut up.
He's Commissioner Gordon nope. now, guys.
Not to me. I haven't seen it yet.
did you not see the bumper sticker on my car?
Not my Batman.
Not my Commissioner Gordon.
No. Sorry. All right. So let's not delve into that too deep.
My Commissioner Gordon's a fat, dead idiot.
Okay.
Next week on the 4AM podcast.
What do you think was the budget for this movie?
Oh, God.
This is just sitting and talking, so it's got to be like, my real number is like $3 million.
Wow, I'm going to go with...
And that's high for me. That's high, honestly.
I'm going to go with 20.
Wow, okay. Brian wins. It was $11
million. It's just sitting and talking.
Yeah, okay. Like,
but it's the building is really nice. There's a couple different... buildings involved that are really nice. And yeah, I'm not saying it was worth the money. But
yeah, like, hey, fancy house owner, we need your house for 4 days. Here's $100,000.
You would like, think. now, warning, I only have the U.S. Total here, but not worldwide. But do you want to guess at how much money this movie made?
$8 million.
16.
Is 11.5.
Oh, hey, they made the money.
Yeah. Yay, kinda.
I mean, it's you don't want it for an investment, but you know, broke even, so. Yeah.
Hopefully, everybody got paid. Back.
Yeah. Hmm? So this guy that did Who's the Man, huh? It's a funny movie. Yeah. I love that movie.
I'm glad you enjoyed that, even though that's not the topic right now. Dr. Dre.
All those hip hop cats in it from the 80s and 90s.
He also did The Ref, so. Let's get into that, shall we?
You know who's in Who's the Man? Dennis Leary.
You know who else he's in? The Ice Age film series. He plays a saber-toothed cat.
Oh, okay.
With Ray Romano.
Diego.
Who is also in Big Sick.
And John Leguizamo.
Who is in Too Hanging Long with the Homies. Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, that's all right. Mine's more obscure.
Yeah.
No one's ever seen Hanging with the Homies.
He was in Super Mario Brothers.
He was in The Pest. Why are we doing this terrible game? This is terrible.
Because Bob Hoskins was in that.
Movies no one should and see. He was in with Hook. John Leguizamo.
And Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, John Leguizamo was in Hook?
No.
Remember that?
All right. So The Ref.
We get a nice little, 90s Connecticut town at Christmas. People looking in windows. A guy that's repeatedly saying Merry Christmas till Rob wanted to kill him.
90s neon kids clothing.
It really was some 90s.
Oh, yeah. You just neon paint splashed on your jacket. Yo.
It looks like they just taped stills from the Rugrats all over a jacket.
I would say, yeah, just Nickelodeon threw up on them.
That's
a good way to put it. But we go into the office of one B.D. Wong, Dr. B.D. Wong.
Yeah.
Who is
researching dinosaur genetics.
He's not quite there yet. But he is talking with his patients, which is Kevin Spacey and... Oh, we totally missed the cast
list. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Cast list real quick.
There were three people in this film.
Dennis Leary, Gus, Judy Davis, Caroline, Kevin Spacey, Lloyd. That's fucking it. No one else fucking, well, their kid, Jesse Roberts Steinmiller, he's there for like half a second. But like, no one else fucking matters. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, most of them aren't in it long enough to really be relevant.
This could have been a Kevin Smith movie. Three people in a room talking. Like,
but
he's probably made the movie. Well, no, he hasn't. His movie was, never mind.
So Lloyd and Caroline are talking to their doctor here.
Marriage counselor.
Trying to get some marriage counseling. And it's just horrible right off the bat.
They like, quickly established that they suck.
So much.
Like, just, they just
I suck. Really, I really, by the end of the scene, I was just like, and they got a divorce. The end.
Like, really, why? That's it. Like, Pistols at Dawn, please. Just do everyone a favor.
I mean, I got into it with you a little while watching this, but you're like, oh, because they're trying to make their marriage work. It's like, no, they're not. They're trying to kill each other. Like, it's not the same.
They're not trying to kill each other. They're trying to kill us, the audience.
Well, whatever. But there's no love between them I can see.
They're putting work in towards making it work. You can't quit before you put work in. That's what's happening.
But they're not putting work in. They're just yelling at each other.
Hey, like we're doing somewhere. Now.
Why don't you ever listen to what I'm saying? You never hear me, Tony. You never hear me.
No, I can't stop yelling. This is how I talk.
Because apparently you're sucking dicks in salads, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand what that was about.
I don't know either, but
I gotta be honest, like, most of the dialogue in this movie just, like, rolled over me, and my brain just shut off completely. I was just like, I don't care about anyone, I don't care about anything that they're talking about, and I just zoned out.
Yeah, that's fair.
Till about the dinner party.
Well, yeah, because most of it's just them griping, like, you know, a couple that's gonna get to divorce. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just unpleasant to be around. It's unpleasant to listen to. It's just unpleasant.
I got neighbors if I want to hear that.
Yeah. But
wait, so it goes from this. You see, moves to a house now. Big old fancy looking house. Mm-hmm. There's a guy with a mask on robbing the place. Well, there's a guy getting security codes for the safe.
Apparently he's robbing Kevin McAllister at some point.
I think so. Kevin grew up.
Yeah.
Even though this was filmed, you know, around the same time.
The first thing that happens once he gets this safe open is he hears a cat noise and gets sprayed in the face with cat urine.
Which,
like you do.
One, why cat piss? I mean, fucking stinks. I know, but like, why? Do you have a tank of cat piss in your house? Like,
and there was
how do you collect cat piss? Like, how do you
and there was like a cat soundbite. Yeah, like, screaming cat audio clip. Like, what?
Just to let you know, it's cat piss.
But legitimately, there was a sprinkler over the safe pointed outwards to where you'd be standing. It's not like it was hidden. It's a fucking sprinkler there. Like, what the fuck is that? It's a fucking hose head. Like, what the fuck?
And the one thing I could think of that maybe had something to do with this is the later part of the trap is that would help attract the dog more.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that's,
I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of a stretch, but I'm trying here.
All right, here's, all right. Maybe cat piss getting sprayed in the face by an angry pissy cat is this guy's most prized possession.
Can't you get high off that shit? Like, was it something with the episode?
That's why.
She was cheesing or whatever. Cheesing.
So,
I believe that was the whole heavy metal episode.
It was Kenny getting high off a cat piss.
So this dude set up his safe to hold his valuables, and every time he opens it, a cat screams and pisses in his face.
Yeah.
He put the right code in. The safe opened, no problem.
Yeah.
The cat piss still came out.
Right. And then the camera, and then the pitfall trap, and...
You know, like, so he's emptying the safe out. All, like, not orderly. He's just throwing shit around on the floor, whatever. Yeah. And there's one ring left. So he goes to grab the box, which is tied to some little pulley rope. It opens the camera lens. Takes his picture, I guess.
Yep.
And then opens a pitfall trap.
It's a video.
Opens the pitfall trap.
I could be wrong, but it seemed like once the camera lens opened the iris or whatever, he then had to grab it and pull it out, which set off all the alarms and opened a trap beneath him, which sent him down a slide into the basement.
Yeah.
Well, like, why a slide? Dog waiting. I don't know.
It was like a for real, like, a kiddie slide.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's a lot of work and a lot of time and space in your house just for this. Like,
and like, why not into a cage? Like, why not, like...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
New theory. This dude that owns this place, He's, you know...
The guy from Saw?
No, he's the superhero.
Oh.
He's Cat Piss Man. So, you know, he runs into his... You know, he's a philanthropist millionaire. He runs into his mansion when there's crime going around.
Oh, that's all he gets. Okay.
Opens his safe. He gets all pissy. And then he goes down his slide to the cat cave.
And normally
he
would put his costume on
while he goes down. Yeah, to the cat cave.
And there's a dog.
Rolls around in some... Dog is his sidekick.
And an old pool table.
It's cat piss and doggo.
I'm just going to say, for me, this is ending number two, where he pulls that little thing, the trap door opens, he just drops two floors and, like, breaks his ankle. That's it. Like, the cop show.
Why not that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't worry, everybody. The cat piss man and doggo t-shirts will be coming to Teespring. Anytime now. You can put in your pre-orders at 4ampodcast@gmail.com.
Is it a little spray thing on his lapel? Spray.
It's
cat
just gonna be
like...
a cat's butthole on the chest.
How are you gonna make it distinctly a cat's butthole? Never mind. So
stamp a cat on every shirt.
So he goes running out.
Dog bites him.
Yeah, after his little interaction with his dog, which then bites him on the ass.
He bites him on the back of the calf.
Yeah,
but the film would have you believe the dog bit him either in the nerds or in the butt.
Well, it looks like it's on his inner thigh.
No, it's definitely his calf. Or, yeah, maybe it's the back of his thigh.
Back of his leg,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't his butt, so.
It was definitely not butt.
It still hurt. It had to hurt. Like.
Oh, yeah.
But like the way the scene ends, so it ends with him, the dog comes up behind him, chomps him, he goes, "Rrr!" And then suddenly it cuts away to the outside of the house with cop cars all around.
Yeah, and his buddy is gone.
Yeah, so I'm like, he got caught then.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why shortly after this, I was like, wait, what's happening? Because we just see him in this little local bodega or whatever you want to call this.
I was like, oh, they got away.
Huh. Yeah, but like that would make more sense if they got away together, but they didn't.
Or if they showed him get away.
Like when, because the show get bit, and then the cops show up, but then like, the cars go on. It's like, oh, they got away. Like I wasn't thinking like, oh, he got caught. Like I thought, oh, they got away. Like
That's why we
see him by himself. Like, why is he by himself? And then he'd explain, oh, you ran off, you motherfucker. Like, oh, okay. I mean, that's just me. Like, you know, you guys saw it a different way.
Well, I think you saw it the right way.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, we just saw it the
dummy
way.
Yeah, more of Lloyd and Christine. No.
Caroline.
arguing as the Caroline goes into this bodega to get something or other.
So here's some insights to the argument. She's not fulfilled in anything in her life. He's just trying to do the best things and make the best of things. Just pays bills. Who happened to be his mother? Pays mother. She fucks somebody. He has his wife,
not his mother.
Yeah, his wife fucks somebody else, and she tries to say it's his fault that she did it. You know, he's whatever. Won't let go of it. And in the car ride home, they're still fighting about that. And then she's like, "Let's get a divorce." You like it's okay if you say I cheated on you, and he's like, no, you did. It's not okay.
Yeah,
you did cheat on me. It's gonna be the truth because that's what happened.
Like, you can say I was unfaithful. Like you were unfaithful.
Like
you slept with someone else. That's exactly what that means.
That's exactly what happened. So like, but he's like, I don't want to get divorced because we're not getting divorced. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, I don't know why. Because you put work into stuff.
Start something, you finish it.
Yeah, so death to
but
his part.
But he's not. That's what I'm saying. He's not. He's like, we cannot get a divorce. I am determined to be in this unhappy marriage for the rest of my life. I don't care how miserable I am.
It's their first meeting. It's their first marriage counselor session.
Is it?
Because her sleeping with him, was sleeping with cheating on him, would have come up way before this.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay, fair.
Would have been like the first thing.
Yeah, so this is their first, and that's where you just yell. Whenever you try to reconcile with something, you just yell at first because you're not hearing what they're saying. You just yell at what you're feeling.
All right, I'll give you this. I guess their first meeting, whatever, and it shows they're trying to do something. But from the sounds of it, they've been, you know, having a miserable relationship for a long time.
Well, because they're both infants.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's still they're not doing anything to make this better.
Right, because they don't know counseling. How. That's why they're going to counseling.
You gotta take steps, baby steps. It's not like beginning and end. Like, you gotta, stuff in the middle happens.
Did you not hear all the? Well, I mean, granted, my brain shut off too. But yeah. Like, she did tell. She's like, the minute you run into opposition, you just give up. That's what that would be. But he's not giving up. He's actually trying to follow through.
Okay.
Life's hard.
Marriage is tough even when it's going well.
Yeah. Don't.
I know.
Never mind. I understand all that. Again, you're setting up a character.
I was going to talk about my pillow, but like, I got too sad.
Which is
like,
hard now, too.
I couldn't say it. Maybe too sad.
Don't talk about Krusty.
No, but like, that's what I'm saying. You set up a character who, whenever faced with a challenge, gives up, but he's not. And apparently he's stuck out this, like, I don't know how many years of miserableness he's had before they even went to marriage counseling. Like, it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like they're trying to work on it. It just seems like they, you know, he's stubborn and won't get a divorce.
I have an answer for this. Yeah. They're shitty characters.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, yes.
They're poorly written, crappy characters.
So anyway, they're arguing. They do a lot of that. Get used to it. Caroline goes in the same...
You're pretty used to
it. Yeah.
What?
Go on.
Continue.
Okay. So Caroline goes into this...
city?
Wow.
I made a face.
Yeah.
Those that was of a face you listening.
That's a face. A face I want to punch. So,
goes into the store,
where she runs into Dennis Leary's character...
Gus.
Thank you.
I just want to say, poor choice of names. He's not a Gus.
He's not a Gus.
I don't know what his name should be, but it's not Gus. Like, mm-hmm. Gus is the old guy at the gas station who helps you out, helps your car work better. Or some
Gus
sort of thing,
is Danny Glover from Gone Fishing.
Fuck that.
Hey, Gus. Come on, Gus.
Yeah. At least no one with a bad lisp had to say his name multiple times. But
I'm
anyway.
Joe Pesci. I've been in amazing films. Come on, Gus. Let's act retarded.
I mean, mentally handicapped.
Okay. So Gus is in the store as well. He takes Caroline hostage, sticks a gun in her back, makes her get back in the car, and he's like, you know, take me to your house. For some reason, I'm still not entirely sure what's going on.
He wasn't here. Either. He's like, I don't think. I don't know what to do. I'm in over my head. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm in a new place now. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
So, yeah, he's, take me back to your place. And they're like, oh, we'll take you anywhere you want, but we don't want to go back there. And he's like, too bad, I have a gun. So they just bicker the whole way home. Again, for me, ending number three, where he just is like, all right, pull over to the side of the road, get out, shoot them both in the head, and drive away.
Nah, I would have just done a tuck and roll right out of the damn car.
Whichever, you know. But
I'll get the next one.
They established quickly that, like, these two are fucking nuts. fucking
And take
nuts.
The cannoli.
They're nuts. They're selfish. They're just awful. It's like if you watched an entire season of Always Sunny, but just took all the jokes out.
Pretty much.
Just left everyone yelling at each other.
You telling me Kevin Spacey's a terrible person?
Hey, Tony.
Tony, that was mean. that was mean. You set him right up for that. Like, I was asking for it. We have two bags of Doritos here today.
And they're both going to be gone.
Yeah. We're all taking full advantage of them. So anyway, they get back to the house.
Listen, Kevin, Nambla believes in you.
Oh,
and that's all that matters.
Gus ties them up. He's making demands. He's, you know, I need to use your phone.
Like, here's how shitty they are to each other. What's the fucking... Lloyd is trying to not help Gus out at all, right? And then Caroline's like, fuck Lloyd, I'm going to help Gus out. Because that's how she's still mad at him about the fight in the car. Mm-hmm. And she's, I'm going to help the guy who's robbing us. Like fuck you. Like, because you got rope? Lloyd's like, no. She goes, we have bungee cord. Like, shut the fuck up.
More than that, still when they're in the car, he's saying, you know, just trying to not get them to go back to their house. He says, you know, We'll take it anywhere you want. Don't worry, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything heroic. I'm not a hero. And she's like, you sure isn't. Trust me on that. And it's like,
that's right.
Fuck you, woman. And I'm like, and they start bickering about it. And it's like, dude, I've got a gun on your head. Shut the fuck up. But anyway.
He only pretends to be a hero when he's wearing his Batman pajamas with his friend Robin.
Oh, man.
Catfish man, Rob. Catfish man.
Mm-mm. No, they're rivals.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, they just do a lot of bickering. Gus finds out that his driver, Murray, ran away. He finds him at the local bar. It calls just a local dive bar, the crappiest one he can think of, or they can think of, because sure enough, he's there. And he's like, listen, go steal a boat for me for some reason so we can escape. And... you know, I'll talk to you in an hour or whatever. Yeah, I forget what the time frame is, but
like, why a boat in the winter in Connecticut?
Because you not know anything about. Oh, wait, you've had cats or no?
Yeah, I've had cats.
Okay, you know they don't like water.
I mean, yeah,
yeah. Cat piss man doesn't like water, so you get a boat.
Okay, all right, that's fair. That's fair.
Cat piss man has the proportional strength of the smell of cat piss. I'm developing a character here.
And Lloyd told him that if you get out in open waters, anything goes.
I'm picturing like Captain Hindsight, but in a furry costume.
I'm picturing Puma Man.
Oh.
But just soaked in cat piss. Cat piss man. The power of
with
cat
the belt,
piss.
With the belt, right?
It's the belt.
The belt, the cat asshole.
Yeah, buckles in the back.
Does it just gauge spray?
Yeah, all right. That's how he flies.
All right. You can tell how invested in this movie we are.
No, well, I love this movie still. Like, I laugh a lot in this movie.
So we haven't gotten to the end yet. Our thoughts.
Okay, so the family... I'm sorry. His mother, his brother, and his... sister-in-law and their children are all at a local diner because apparently her Caroline's cooking sucks.
Being shitty runs in the family.
Basically, that's what we're getting at. Yeah, they decide to eat out before going to this Christmas dinner because they think the food's going to be terrible.
They're a bunch of wasps from Connecticut. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like, but so the while at the house, Caroline and Lloyd are like, yo, we got family coming. Our son's coming home in like 20 minutes. You're like, this is not the best spot for you. Like, like this is a bad idea. Like, just go somewhere. Like, and we get a flash forward or flash to their son at prep school,
mm-hmm.
like cadet school or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of military school. Apparently, he is blackmailing his teachers or subordinates or not subordinates, superiors.
Yeah, he's got pictures of them with like tits or something.
It looked like I'm not sure if it was the dean or what, but he was in a compromising situation with two women that were naked.
It looked like he was just at like a Vegas show.
It looked like they had him tied up and were
doing
things to him while naked. Right. That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
It was quick. Cause it's,
you got some skills to analyze that. Like,
no, like it was
negative
quick,
photo.
So it was quick, so I couldn't really like. They showed it three times. So it
could have been Viggo the Carpathian.
It could have been.
All I knew.
It could have been. But like,
shit could have caught fire in a second.
I literally, I'm sitting there. I went, titties?
No, I saw those.
Like,
I was like,
what? Like, did I see that right? What was that? Like, they showed it again, like a half second, and I was like, two sets? Those the guy in the middle.
Are those balloons? Are those eyeballs? Are those titties?
I'm lonely. Leave me alone, all right? Fuck you.
Fuck. There was no judgment in
damn
my
it.
Voice.
You want something to eat? Shit.
Yeah. I'm getting cranky. You need some sugar.
So apparently that dean or lieutenant or commander general, well, whoever the hell this was.
J.K. Simmons.
Is J.K. Simmons. Yeah. And this kid is just blackmailing him for a bunch of money. It's like, you know, pay me whatever. I don't think we get a set amount, but there's a bunch of hundreds.
He said he had $11,000.
Yeah.
Was that the total or is that just
that's the total.
Total?
Okay. But yeah, so I guess he's been doing this a lot to multiple people or something. I don't know.
It doesn't explain anything.
Yeah, it's not really
Didn't have to. It's not that important.
Right.
Basically just saying, like the kid is not the best kid.
Kid's like a shifty, shitty kid is basically what it comes down to.
Knows how to use a camera. Knows how to tail a guy.
Apparently, at one point, he was also pimping out the football team. Or pimping out people to a football team? Whatever. However that worked. Some throwaway line.
Pimping out the football team? Huh. To who's dad? I'm
sorry. Fuck.
To his grandmother is what we hear, but yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Regular family.
I'm sorry, but
I can't stop.
There's a line somewhere that he's been pimping his grandmother out to the football team, or has been paying him for whatever from his grandmother. Like, and his mom goes maybe getting laid by 18-year-old linebackers just what she needs or something like that. Because his grandmother sucks. She's shitty too. The whole family's shitty.
Yep, everybody in the family is sleeping with an 18-year-old boy. So,
that's legal.
Yeah, I think the number you were thinking is 14.
Well, it's also only legal if they agreed to it. Anyway, so where the hell are we? Oh, yeah, so there's a lot more bickering from this family where I'm just like...
There's nothing but bickering.
Hey, Gus, you know how to make a gag? Shut them up.
Yeah, why wasn't that thing one? Like, immediately tie them up, gag them.
I don't know.
Well, all right, so I know why. Because
we wouldn't have a movie?
Well, no. It would have been a different movie. But, like, Dennis Leary's thing is being angry and going on rants. And he can't go on rants and be angry without material to do it on. So them being shitty lets him bang pots and pans and, like, swear a whole bunch and, you know, be all like, you know, asshole-y, whatever. And so that's why it's in there.
But, I mean, we're still purely in the realm of plot convenience, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's a reasonable idea that would cause you to not immediately gag them?
I mean, like...
Well, again, yeah, this is based off the idea of an unbiased third party coming in and helping resolve your marriage issues, basically. So they have to be able to talk to...
No, I get the plot, but I'm just saying, like, if I were a dude that was trying to come in and, like,
hide in the movie, this house... There's no reason.
All right. That's all. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. But that's what I was saying. I think the family's on their way. Santa shows up for a moment. He's some a-hole in the neighborhood who gives out, I guess his wife makes fruitcake.
Yeah, it's just a drunk neighbor dressed as Santa Claus who kind of is a running joke throughout the movie. Yeah.
But this starts to establish, like, he lets them out. He unties them to, like, to keep appearances up, like things are normal. And so this is the first instance where they have to do it. And, like, from here on out, it just happens more and more and more.
And there's kind of a running plot line of the police going on through this whole movie. And they're just dumb. And they can't follow the plot at all. It's really inconsequential at the end of the day. So I just wanted to point it out because it was happening, but not really talk about it too much.
Like, at the end, I have my own ending, how I think it should have gone. But we'll talk about when we get there.
Yeah, but there was like just one scene where they actually have Dennis Leary on camera robbing this house.
Yes.
Yes.
And the police record over it with It's a Wonderful Life because they don't know how to use the VCR.
In all fairness, 94.
The police.
In all fairness, he said, everyone keep watching this tape. No one leaves till they recognize his face. And they say, well, while he's gone, let's watch It's a Wonderful Life and then bumble with the remote. Until they managed to record it over this video. Like,
94, it was probably, no one knew how to even set the VCR back then.
If you just hit play and watch the video again like you were supposed to, it wouldn't be a problem.
I knew how to use the VCR.
And I knew
you were a child. We figured things out way faster.
Well, I had a friend that, didn't he put a sandwich in his VCR or something?
Wow.
Did I make that up?
Is your friend's name Syphil?
I'm not going to tell you my friend's name. It wasn't really a friend. I let him borrow, like, a movie or something. It might have been my VHS Batman, and he got, like, peanut butter all over it or something.
Oh, probably on the tape. I don't think he put a sandwich in there.
I don't know, man.
What?
I don't know. So yeah, we get some more bickering, some boner jokes, more bickering, and then the son comes home.
Yeah.
And Gus kidnaps the son as well. He, you know, gets the drop on him.
Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Because son comes home. They're about to fucking, right? That's when they're about to fuck.
That'd be the boner jokes.
Okay, yeah. Look, I mean, it kind of go.
Well, first, Gus that, walks in on that.
Like, but no, but that scene goes towards, like, underlying they still feel for each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, during this tense, whatever, they're tied up, facing each other. Like, she's trying to get out. Like, you know, it gets a hard on. And she had mentioned how they hadn't had sex in a long time because he doesn't, whatever. And so, like.
Like women.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's real life. But. But, like, so there's still a little something there. And so that's, like, the first inkling that, like, that there might be something to worth saving.
Because of the haircut.
Yes, the haircut.
Her haircut?
Mm-hmm.
No, she looks gross.
Well, yes, but I'm.
It's like, all right. So she's got a haircut real short, but, like, not real short.
So if you watched those claymation Christmas movies as a kid, was it Jack Frost or the Freezemeister? One of them had the spiky silver hair.
Her hair, they both did.
Like, yeah. It's like that. That's what her hair is.
But it was red.
Yeah. So the heat miser?
The heat miser, yeah. But like, yeah, it was just like, it was a little too long to be short, and it was a little too short to be long. It was just, yeah, it was like,
all wrong.
It was like she did a pixie cut by herself in the bathroom in the dark.
Well, again, they're trying to, like, she's kind of a free spirit, I guess, but.
Yeah, but it's just.
I think she did it by herself, and she was drinking at the time.
Super unattractive.
Oh, so like, because Roseanne came out, it was around now, right?
Yeah.
So, what was the friend of Roseanne? the one who's the Scream 2.
Oh, her sister.
Her sister, yeah.
Yeah.
So if her hair got too long and she do shit about it but kept the more product in it, it's like that.
Anyway.
Sorry.
No, that's just.
Sorry.
We're getting off track.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm in the 90s mode. I'm thinking about.
So the son gets tied up for a little while. At one point, he manages to wiggle out. He grabs the gun. But Gus gets the drop on him again. So now he gets tied up to a different chair in his own room with a gag. Because finally he's figured out gags. I don't know
make
why
people
he's
quiet.
Not going to get it. But whatever. Yeah.
We do see at one point when Santa had come through, he had accused their son of taking a little baby Jesus from the church last year.
Oh, is that? So, what that was.
Yeah, in a little case in his room, then the series character finds little baby Jesus.
I was wondering why that was in
there. Yeah, a little, it's just like showing the kid's little shit.
I mean, I had my suspicions, but.
Well, yeah, we also, here we kind of get this whole argument about how this kid is like, you know, you've got the good life or whatever, because I'm trying to get out of here and what, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, listen, you've got it good. You don't understand. Like, this might look glamorous or sound glamorous to you because you're young, but like, I live a shitty life. I'm on the run all the time. It's just good when I get a ton of money and run off to Jamaica or whatever. And yeah. So
this movie has a bunch of grass is greener kind of stuff going on.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, somewhere around now, the family finally shows up. His mother, his brother, and everybody else, all the kids. And
his mom sucks.
Yeah, the mom is immediately just shit.
And she's British for some reason?
No, she's like old New England.
Yeah.
She's like old money, crummy
it's
bitch.
Not really British, just hoity-toity. So you think British.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, she's just a shit. She's, you know, like putting this woman down, putting Caroline down, because, you know, she doesn't like her cooking as much. She just, you know, just everything.
Well, her cooking's gross. Let's
be honest about that.
She is, Caroline is, so first of all, how the hell did she cook this food?
I think she didn't. I think that might be the problem why it was gross.
Well, nah, because they had like lutefisk. Like 7-day-old lutefisk.
Like, isn't that like not cooked those and just salted and stuff and you just leave it out? Isn't that how?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
It's cured fish.
Yeah, so it's just left out. Like, it's not cooked,
but it was still like it was all presented.
Yes,
like,
true.
Well, I think that's the bigger thing. Like,
and there were peas and all this other stuff.
I think most of this was prepared before they went to the marriage counseling meeting.
It was just left out,
probably.
Just chilling.
From the sounds of it, probably.
All right, sure. It was still gross looking, and everybody was wearing candles on their heads.
Well, yeah, it's everything, you know, was some, you know, like over in, I don't know.
It was Scandinavian.
Or Scandinavian.
Botswana. Way different.
All right.
Way different.
I'm just saying, like.
It's, I mean, you know.
She's throwing out, you know.
You're only a couple of continents off.
I was just thinking of a weird continent, you know, weird place for this to come
weird,
from.
Yeah.
You know, it was trying to be like, oh, this is unique. This is
just,
weird food.
Just own it. Just own it.
I am. I'm just, whatever. I just said a thing. I don't fucking know. Well, I don't care.
So, yeah.
It's not the point. The point is it's supposed to be, you know.
Christmas
this is
Botswana.
Yeah, this is weird food. This is food that we're not used to because we're wasps. And
wait, do they know it's Christmas time at all?
You enjoying yourself?
A little bit, yeah. To be honest, I'm a little.
An asshole. All right, so. Anyway, yeah, the food is odd, and it's pointless that she's doing all this weird shit just to be different, and nobody's appreciating it, nobody's
like, is she Scandinavian? That's what I want to know.
Probably not.
If she's Scandinavian, I'll be like, all right, I get it. She's trying to express something.
I'm telling you, I got the impression that every year she spins a globe, puts her finger on it, and is like, we're going to make Christmas from there. That's what I was trying to say.
It's just, probably. Yeah.
So she put her finger on Botswana. I was like, Ludafiscus!
Whatever. Jesus.
But like,
Abu Dhabi.
The spot she could put your finger where there would be a Christmas is so small on the globe. Like, sorry.
Well, I don't think it's just about if they have a Christmas.
I'm just, don't analyze. Yeah. Just laugh. Let it go.
So, yeah, everybody's being shitty to one another, except this brother who is just kind of there.
His brother is just kind of there. His brother's Jerry.
He doesn't know where everyone is because his eyes are so close together.
No, it's Jerry. He's Jerry.
He's Jerry.
I don't know this Jerry.
Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
Oh, Jerry. Yeah, that Jerry.
And their son, who is just appreciating everything that's happening, as horrible as it is.
His son, the son is my favorite character.
For real.
He is.
First of all, he got a Super Nintendo for Christmas.
Yo! Yeah, he did.
I like how we saw the same time.
We got so excited. Yeah.
If I hadn't looked down at my Chinese food because I was so bored.
So he's got Fat Chat Lifestyle, probably.
Judging by the fat comment from mom.
He was the only one I didn't.
Call him fat. Legitimately, to his face.
She got the husky size pant.
To his face.
She got him some underwear, too. What's the matter with you, grandmother?
Yeah, boxers, I guess? Or were they shorts? I couldn't tell.
They were boxers. Okay. Yeah, straight up boxers.
I'm not going to lie. Now that I'm an adult. Like, on paper, like, I appreciate the gifts of things I'm not going to buy myself, or, like, I hate buying myself.
Like underwear?
Like, underwear and socks. It's like,
that's fair.
Because you forget, like, wearing them, you know, so I'm washing them around. Like,
this year, I would have been very happy to get some boxers and a Super Nintendo.
I'm not poo-pooing the boxers, because then you got to change, you know what I'm saying?
Wah, wah.
But I am saying that. She pointed out to him out loud that they were the husky size.
Yep.
And to not let his weight become a problem. And I'm just like,
grandma sucks.
Yeah, dude, don't you understand? This kid's the start of the gamer generation.
Well, the other thing is, you know, this is the type of woman that bought those boxers specifically to say, by the way, I got the husky size, because I know.
She wasn't any tiny little thing either.
Doesn't matter.
Looking
She's
like
just that type of person.
Freaking Danny DeVito in drag.
Someone please throw Mama from the train. But anyway.
Is that on the list?
That's
Crystal and DeVito, right? No, that's Crystal and, was it DeVito?
It might have been DeVito.
And the
from Goonies.
From Goonies, yeah.
Anyway, let's not worry about that right now.
Not worried.
We got a movie to do.
We're almost over.
Yeah. All right, but this is when, like, shit starts to get real.
I will say, at this point in the movie, like, me personally,
it's Danny DeVito.
I feel for Gus, not in, like he's getting what he deserves. Like, not in that, like, I'm just, like, he should be better than this. I feel for him in that, like, he's stuck with these craziest people, and just like we are watching the movie. I feel for them, because they're crazy as fuck, and life just needs some help. Like, getting life together, because that's where I am. And, like, at this point in the movie, they're like, just say what you fucking mean. Just say what you fucking mean. And that's where it starts. It starts to get real, real now.
Now the family's there. We can't hide much anymore. Although the son is still tied up upstairs. But so Gus comes out.
He pretends to be Dr. Wong.
And he's, you know, I'm here to help them with their marriage, so I'm going to be joining you guys for dinner. And so he just, you know, he starts taking sides, and he starts, you know, calling everybody out on their shit. And everybody just starts kind of exploding out all their inner thoughts and feelings. And it's
easily the best part of the movie. Like,
yeah.
This is fun. This is where, like, some of the jokes actually start landing for me. Like, it was funny, this part.
Okay.
Like, because he's telling the brother's wife to shut the fuck up. Because she sucks. Tell, like, the mom to shut the fuck up because she sucks. Like, it's the things you want to say, he starts saying them. It's like, yes! Then they start saying it too. Yeah, like, even
Lloyd and Caroline start, you know, they start, like, just really laying it out there and, like, you know, oh, why'd you give up on the business and yada yada, and finally, like, saying their shit. Gus flipping on the sister-in-law with the, you know, like, why don't you just shut the fuck up? And then she, like, you know, I think the little kid's like, yes, or something, and she hits him, and he's like, you hit that kid one more time, I'm shoving this pig head up your ass.
Yeah. Dude, I love that fat kid.
Yeah. She's like, husband, are you going to let him talk to me like that? I'm like, well, he is a doctor. Fucking yes.
But you mentioned the restaurant. The restaurant is like, I guess it's one of those like life events that people haven't let go of yet, because it was his first attempt at like being on his own, doing something. He opened a restaurant, a tiny restaurant, got a bad review, so he closed it, and so he gave up. So that's, she's been resenting him because he gave up. He's been resenting her because she's basically left the welfare of the family up to him, so he had to do like what's best for the family, which was to like take money from his mom. Like,
she didn't do anything to help him when he failed, and he was, you know, kind of spiraling out.
Right. So like, so they both kind of didn't help each other out, and so that's, it kind of spiraled out, and then the result of it is to where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're getting real about it, and like, and they're seeing it for themselves, like, yeah, shit, like this is actually, like, this is what we gotta work on.
Yeah. Gotta own up to our mistakes and do something about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they finally start facing all their shit, but somewhere in here, Gus has to reveal that he is, in fact, not a doctor, and just pulls his gun out on the mother, or a grandmother, I guess.
She's feisty. She's hitting him in the balls.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
she's fighting a good fight. Yeah.
It's not her first time.
You were up in Hartford.
No, she didn't.
No, she grew up in Westport.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, probably Old Saybrook. Probably right, Old Saybrook. Out that way.
Fairfield.
So now that family gets all dragged upstairs. They get tied up with ribbon.
The fat kid is tying them up and doing a fantastic job. Yeah.
The kids are tying them up. They're waiting for this. Oh, now.
Once again, we got gags on his mom and his dad, but the grandmother here, who's the bitchiest and has the most to say, nobody's doing nothing. Like, come on, man. But I did, like, you know, the son was like, kept going with the tape until Gus finally was like, you stop that now.
Are you sure it's going to be enough?
Yeah. Sure it's going to hold? But, yeah, so they're all waiting up there while Gus goes back downstairs to deal with Lloyd and Caroline, and they're getting house calls from J.K. Simmons, who's, you know, exposing the kid for being a blackmailer, and honestly, I had forgotten. I just hadn't seen this movie in so long. I got worried when we first cut back to J.K. Simmons, because his wife calls, and he's looking at the copy of these pictures, and he's drinking. I'm like, is he going to shoot himself? Is that where this is going?
Shoot the kid?
Yeah, I kind of thought that, too. I was like, I'm going to get a private pile situation going on there.
Yeah, I was totally expecting just to, like, oh, come home later, honey. Blam!
Yeah, like, part of background plots going on is stuff with him about being blackmailed. The police chief is being basically pushed out by uppity citizens who have connections with like state police, whatever. So they pushed him out, almost literally pushed him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then his partner in crime finally found a boat.
And a woman.
And it was a woman on the boat, and they become friends, and he kind of likes her, and she kind of likes him.
This all happens at once.
Oh, yeah, all at once. It's like, what? What's going on? But it's all like so minor in the background.
Yeah.
But because the real story is like this fight at the dinner. But now it's starting to come to a head. Santa shows back up. he's drunk as fuck now.
Yeah, another side plot we kind of breeze past, but yeah, Santa is getting consistently more drunk with every house he goes to and has some more wine or whatever. So now he is completely wasted. He is shown back up at their house, and he's upset because they're not very nice people.
They're nice enough. You bring me a fucking fruitcake every year. Fuck you. Well, no one wants your damn fruitcake. Yeah, no one wants that shit.
It's like, well, what's the matter with you? Who brings fruitcake? Who, like, legitimately makes fruitcake like they think it's a good idea?
Somebody old people.
There. Somebody out there.
If you do, write in. I want to know why you like it, why you think it's good, but, and what the hell is wrong with you. Just email.
But yeah, that I kind of wondered the, like, you know, he's even making comments about, like, maybe I won't come back next year. Like, is anybody asking him back at all?
No,
like,
asking there anywhere. He's
just doing this shit. Like, nobody wants it. It just happens. But yeah, so he shows up. He gets into a fight with Dennis. Well, a fight. He attacks Dennis Leary. Gus. Sorry. Who just knocks him the hell out.
Well, I will say this. Like, in this movie, I do appreciate how some characters put up a fight. So Caroline and Lloyd did not at all. They just folded right away. But their son fought for a half a second. The grandmother, she put up a fight. Hmm. And this old guy, he put up a fight too. Like I appreciate that, like, someone, no, everyone didn't just fold off, you know, off the bat.
Yeah. But yeah, it's basically just an excuse because now Gus can take the Santa costume and he can run out the back door with the kid who wanted him to take him with him. But he's like, you're an idiot. That's not happening.
Yeah, at this point, the family likes Gus because Gus helped them realize, you know.
You gotta be real.
Yeah.
Well, that and Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, that too.
Real talk, yeah.
That too. Because the wife probably wanted to have sex with him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That is a line.
But Lloyd says it. Yeah. Lloyd says it.
Fuck him. But yeah, so they let him go. They fake being kidnapped for when the police show up. So they could be like, oh, he left hours ago. He's heading to the airport, and yada yada. So going to BDL.
So one of my favorite parts of this movie, which doesn't need to be in there at all, they could have just cut it. The whole police subplot stuff mm-hmm. in the background could have just been out. But one of the town citizens, whatever, at this point has gotten the chief fired. Right, he shows up, tell him, talk to the prosecutor. You'll be replaced tomorrow. Merry Christmas. And as he walks out, the police chief goes, hey, Bob, I nailed your wife, Bob. It was in August after some town meeting. Three times, Bob. She said, you never went three times. And that's it. That is it. Like, there was no need for it in the movie. Like, at all.
Nope.
It could have been left out.
Everyone in this town sucks.
It's like, you crap on me because the police don't know what they're doing, but you guys never call us for anything. You don't train us. You just call all your friends because all your friends are in offices.
He legit says this.
Yeah. You treat us like we're not important, and then now all of a sudden you want our help, and you don't think we're good enough.
You treat us shitty. You cut our budgets and everything until, like, there's an actual problem, and then you're wondering why we can't handle it. And it's like, you didn't give us any of the tools needed.
Yeah. So I was hoping for an ending where, like, when Gus trying to get away, the police chief has cleaned out his shit and trying, you know, it's like going home and picks up Gus and drops him off where he needs to be.
Hmm.
And then realizes, like, that's probably him, huh? Fuck him. Oh, wow. Like, because otherwise there's no point for the whole police setup. There's no point except for nothing. All you needed was for them to fuck up that one time, and that's all you need them for. That's it.
I was also expecting something where it's, you know, towards the end or whatever, and he finally needs to get away, and how's he going to do it with the police everywhere? And it's like, basically them be like, oh, we all quit, or we're all on strike or something, so okay, whatever, dude, you're free to go.
Yeah, I wish that. I appreciate the payoff that was there with the nail your wife part, but, like, the real payoff would have been, like, him.
Yeah.
If he had done his job, you know, like, he would, but they made it so he couldn't do his job, so he's like, fuck it, and just left.
Yeah, I'm not the chief anymore, so fuck it.
But instead, Gus steals away in the night in a Santa costume.
Or, like, it would have been the biggest payoff if the boat had been that townsperson's boat, and, like,
that was his wife?
Yeah, like, the police chief dropped Gus off at that guy's boat. And then the guys, like, that would be like the best thing. Like,
Yeah, Gus meets up with Murray was his partner. I don't think we ever said. But on this boat, they finally get away, and we just get one last bit of what's that smell? And then Dennis Leary ranting for several minutes.
The whole movie is what's that smell? Because they want to smell cat piss.
It's cat piss, man.
The crime has been committed to the rescue.
It's not
squirting through
man.
The night.
It's not cat piss, man. It is the ref from 1994. All right, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 71%. Audience gave this a score of 73%. That's their thoughts and opinions. What about your thoughts and opinions / recommendations on this, Rob?
I did not enjoy this movie. I'm not going to recommend it. I hated everyone in it. Until the last act of the movie, I didn't find the jokes funny or any of the situations enjoyable. So this movie for me was kind of painful to watch. I will say it did go by very quickly. But it, in the end, to me, it was just a lot of people screaming at each other, and I can't get behind that. So like, I can totally see the appeal of it, but it just wasn't for me.
Okay. Brian.
So something you don't know about me, Joe Rogan,
is
I love reality TV show. Like that, like Real World, Road Rules, all that
Housewives.
Shit. Well, no, this was before that. Like this was before that. Like that shit. Like I'm petty. Like I love the drama shit. I'm petty. Whatever, whatever. So like to me, this movie is all that shit in one. And so I was all about it. And I'm still petty to this day. So I still like the movie because I'm petty. So like
we know.
So I enjoy this movie still. Like. Some things make a little less sense, but then again, the reason why I enjoyed it as a kid, I still enjoy it now, because Leary is angry, and there's a lot of petty shit going on in the movie. So, like, it doesn't make sense anymore, because, like, I never thought about it as a kid. Like, why the fuck did he keep them? Why didn't he just kick them out and take the car? Like, what? Like, that kind of stuff? But I recommend it, just because it's petty. Just, ugh. He was like, he said it was his mother. Why, the first time in your life, you shut the fuck up? And I was like, yes! I was like, yes! Like, I'm that fat kid in the room going, yes!
Okay. I can't recommend this. I am not a fan of reality TV at all. Too much of this is that. It's just spending time with this married couple that seem to hate each other. Despite people saying they're trying to work on their relationship, they don't seem like they are.
They are.
But they don't seem like they are. And it's just unpleasant to watch. So,
first time you tried to go on a diet, how long did it last? Did it seem like you were trying to go on a diet?
I look like I ever went on a diet, Brian.
But you've tried before.
What the fuck does that have to mean with it? Don't fucking. This is my opinion. You just leave out of this.
Do you remember that time?
Oh, no. Y'all fuckers talk on my opinion every fucking week almost. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. To the point where 1 week Tony said, how about we let Brian finish saying what he's saying? Fuck y'all.
As Tony said that, and now he'd like to finish. Can I finish?
I'm going to let you finish.
No, let him finish.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, no, but just, yeah, this is.
Beyonce had the best.
She had the best review of this movie of all time.
Shake it
of all time.
Shake it off.
Oh, God.
My bad.
What were we even talking about? That time
I was talking about, like,
Tony
I
opened
just,
a restaurant.
Yeah, I just can't enjoy it. I'm kind of with Rob. Like the last bit of this movie, when they're finally like standing up to the mother and whatever, is enjoyable. But like, there's so much nonsense going on in the beginning of it, and like all this pointless shit with the cops and whatever. Like some of it has a funny payoff, but it's just a waste of time for the most part. So I can't really recommend it. Like, you know, look up a scene on YouTube or two, but you don't need to see this whole thing. It's not really worth it for me. That's my personal opinion. The acting is fine, and I know Dennis Leary can be really good, but like he's not really doing much in this. And he could be. But anyway, so that's where we land on this. It's a ultimate. We got two no's and a yes. Without a Joe, I don't know what to do with that one.
Well, Joe's opinion doesn't count anyway, so.
That's fair. All right, so what would we recommend instead of the ref?
I'm saying the ref.
Yeah, I don't have. Pick another BD Wong movie.
Out.
Anyone.
Sigh. side.
Any B.D. Wong movie from the 90s.
Any B.D. Wong?
Where he's also a doctor.
Wow. And nothing in particular?
No, I don't, can't think of one, but...
No. All right. So, all right. We'll just leave it at that. Let the audience figure it out. All right.
I don't know.
What else do we have for the people, Brian? What the fuck?
I was playing the Jurassic Park theme on a skin flute.
All right. I gotcha.
Well, the audience has spoken. You've bought the t-shirts, and now you get to tell us what to do. Congratulations.
Your voice sounds very different now, Brian.
No, that's what's going on. We put it out there, so by the first, you get us a picture of you wearing one of our shirts. You get the sponsored episode, and we have our first one from a Ricky.
Ricky.
Old listener, fan super favorite.
I mean, he's old.
Gross. So wow. Old.
That's not what I meant.
Just sitting old, eating cat litter in his place Ricky's that he lives picks. In. Are you cat piss man, Ricky? Do you fly through the
air? Anyone want to say what the movie is? What's the movie, man?
I want you to tell your friends about how my Batman voice isn't stupid like the other guy's Batman voice. It's just kind of my normal voice, only just dive it a little deeper.
Ricky, you're my number one guy.
Ricky, you are our number one guy.
That's the name of the picture with the shirt on for...
That's right. So, Ricky chose 1989's Batman. And you can just feel the excitement in the room.
Not Tim Curry's Batman.
Not Tim Curry's Batman. That is a shame, but we'll make it through somehow.
Disappointed, but all right, we'll continue on regardless. All right, so yeah, what else we got for the people, Rob?
Well, guys, that was the ref. Next week's Batman. We want to thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our website at 4ampodcast.podbean.com and please consider subscribing. We know that the t-shirt buying thing-a-ding to sponsor an episode is over, but if you still want to sponsor an episode, that is still available. It'll only cost you a measly $20 via PayPal. You can PayPal us at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. Send us $20. Tell us what movie you want us to do, and we will do that movie. We'll add it to the rotation. It'll be great. You'll enjoy it. We'll enjoy it. Everybody will have a good time. Even if we don't enjoy the movie, we'll enjoy the money. We have a new episode every week. Please help spread the word about the show by leaving a positive review on iTunes and liking us on Facebook. It'll help us out a lot.
Hit our website.
Yep, 4ampodcast.podbean.com. And you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at 4ampodcast. Also email the4ampodcast@gmail.com. Do it.
Make it do.
Or don't. We'd appreciate it more if you did, but you know, we'll love you either way.
All right, so thank you for joining us. For the ref, we hope you all will join us next week as well. But till then...
Deuces.
Stay scoogey, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
I'm Batman.